When you give a banquet, can you imagine already what that banquet looks like? Can you see how you've decorated it, how you put the flowers out and your best china and maybe some lit candles if there wasn't a fire code that said you couldn't use real ones? But how you've made the place just ready because you're excited about everyone who's coming. Whatever celebration it is, you have created this feast and this banquet, and you can't wait for everyone to come. So did you send out invitations? Or did you send them one of those save the date magnet stickers for their refrigerators? You know, did you make sure the guest list was absolutely perfect? What if instead of that guest list, you went out in the streets and said, "Hey, I have this party and you are invited." And you brought in everybody who would come, regardless of whether they were well-dressed or hadn't bathed in a month. What if that party was for everyone? And gathered round the tables were the rich and the poor, the clean and the unclean, the sober and the drunk, the addicted and the clean, you name it. What if that table was, those tables were just filled with this abundance of people, regardless of their color, their disabilities, their illnesses, their economic value? And you looked at the person across from you and you saw the face of Christ. Wouldn't that be a banquet? And you're wondering, does that happen anywhere? It does. There's a community in Asheville. It's called the Blackburn House Community. They gather on Wednesdays in the Fellowship Hall of a United Methodist Church. And it was a mission project to the street people of Asheville. And they have community gardens outside their church, I believe. They have community gardens somewhere, and they have a connection with a retirement community so that they can house people in the retirement community. They have a house where they can put those who've come out of the hospital but are homeless and need that 2 to 3 week recovery period. So they have a respite house for those who need respite but have no place to go. But on Wednesdays, gathered round tables are those in the community who have no place to eat. And gathered around the community, that those tables are the doctors, the lawyers, the business people who are part of the worshiping community. There on Wednesdays in Asheville, that banquet feast is happening and lives are being transformed. So when we wonder if sometimes we can see the scriptures that we read in our time being lived out, we can. We can. It's that service of hospitality that God calls us to. So what I called table service, or table serving. I love to go to restaurants. How many love to go to restaurants? I love to go to restaurants. And one of my favorite things is to go to the same restaurant a lot. Because when you go to the same restaurant a lot, what happens? You get to know the staff. You get to know who's going to serve you. You get to know the people who are cooking. You get to know the owners. When Next Door Bistro closed, my heart broke because I knew Sherry. Sherry cooked food for the homeless shelter once when we had a snowstorm. Sherry opened her doors on Monday morning so pastors could meet. Sherry, one day when I walked in, I said, "Do you have any really something good to eat?" And she goes, "I can make you some donuts." And she made me donuts. I had to pay for them, but she made me donuts. It was a place where she knew who I was. She knew who the pastors were. And when it closed, my heart broke because there was a place where I saw some pretty broken people serving tables. And she was giving people a place to make money, to earn their keep. And she also made a place where we could feel like we had come home. You know, where in the old Cheers show where everybody knows your name. Granted, Cheers was a bar, and bar communities create their own community just based on what they're drinking. But they create community. They create that sense of welcome, that anyone who comes in is welcomed. Leo and I in Swansboro had another place that we used to always go to after Sunday worship. We would go to Church Street Deli. Church Street Deli served deli sandwiches and soups and some of the best desserts you'll ever get. But when we would go up those stairs and sit around there, Marty knew us. Marty knew what coffee I drank. We got to have our own coffee cups there at Church Street Deli. We had pictures on the wall of who we are. But it's that sense that those who serve us at tables become people who we know and love and care about. I knew the waitress's stories. I knew the struggles she had with her son. I knew her own problems with alcohol addiction. I knew these people, and they knew me. When Jesus talks to us about what it means to be the body of Christ, what it means to welcome people and be that place of open, hospitable sharing, he's talking about those kind of tables. That when we set a table for everyone. And there gathered at that table, we become the body of Christ. But he's also talking to the Pharisees, isn't he? You would think they would stop inviting him to dinner by now. You know, the woman came in who needed her daughter healing, and he healed on the Sabbath, and he's done all sorts of things at the table of the Pharisees, but he kept getting invited back. And this time, he's talking to them about their own table manners, about how they take privilege and create exclusive table settings so that those who might want to come and join them don't feel included. And have you ever had that embarrassing moment when you sat in somebody's seat and they asked you to move? Have you ever had that moment when they said, "You're sitting in the wrong seat, come here, we got a special one just for you"? Or when you walk in a room, everyone goes, "Surprise!" and you realize the party was for you. Have you ever had those moments? Jesus wants us to remember that we need to be humble about where our place is, because all of our places is at the foot of the cross, that there is only one head of our table, and that is Jesus Christ, and that all of us really have the lowest seat. But what Jesus would say to us, "No, you don't. Come here. Come a little closer. Come all the way to this table. Come all the way to this rail, because you are welcome here. You are my guests of honor." And when we come to this table this morning, that's what we are. We are the guests of honor at Jesus' banquet this day. We are the guests that he couldn't wait for us to be here this morning, that he was so excited that we were coming. He was so excited that he poured his love out for us on a cross. He died so that we might have life and have it abundant, and that we would know how to share community and share God's love and life with each other. And he said, "I hope your tables are as colorful as the heavenly banquet is going to be. I hope you have welcomed in all who need to know that they are God's beloved and that this table is for them as well as for you." There has been a whole lot of talk in the course of the history of the church and communion about worthiness to be at this table. And in Corinthians, Paul talks about a church that was having some of the same trouble that Jesus was talking to the Pharisees about, where they were preparing banquets, and the workers were still working, but the rich were already there, and they were feasting like crazy, and the workers came in and got the leftovers. And so Jesus talked about their worthiness or unworthiness to be at the table. So we've translated that to be, we have to be worthy to be here. I need to tell you, we will never make that mark if that's the mark we think we have to hit. We will always fall short of the glory of God. And the gift of this invitation is, no matter how broken we think we are, God wants us here. Christ wants us here at his table. That this is a means of God's grace, that we can know that we are welcome here. That here God sees us as the beloved child. God sees us with all the potential and wonder that God created us to be and knows that we can become. All we have to do is say yes. So this morning, when we move into our time of confession and pardon and our great thanksgiving, if you can't physically get to the table, we will bring it to you. But there's no one who is unwelcome at this table. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.